Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Tishos, or the 19th Perek, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Kuf Vov Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hamashuch lo yimuril. Hamashuch is someone who pulls the skin, his foreskin, over the bris. So he had a bris milah, but his skin grew back. So then is, he should now do milah again. Shelo yovli de sakona di rabbi. This is me causing a sakona. Omla beisi arbe meshuchim ayu bimei ben kozivo. There were a lot of meshuchim in the days of ben kozivo. Vekulam malu, they all did bris milah. Vechayu, and they lived. For you lead the bani or bonus, and they're able to have kids. So there's no problem to do milah for the mashuch. Says the Gemara Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Ve'amashuch v'shenoy ladmo, the one who is mashuch, or the one who was born with a bris milah, and so gershin is gayer kishahu mo, or if you have a goy, you did a bris milah as a goy, and then he converted to Judaism, tzich latif v'menu dam bris, you have to come and take out a little blood, just to poke him a little bit and take out blood, and that's going to be the kiyum of the bris. Tani Omam Shimon Lozor, the Nichoku Bishama Visilah, Noilad Moch, and Sakhati Benodam Bris. Says Shimon Lozor, that Bishama Visilah, they both agree. The one who was born with a Milo, you need to take from him a little blood out. Why? She Orlo Kvusho. It's clearly an Orlo. There is their foreskin. It's covered and you can't see it. Alma Nichoku, so what's the Machlokes Bishama Visilah? Al Gersh Nizgayer Mohul. If you have a convert that was born with a milo, here it's not orla kvusha. Here he did an actual bris milah. Shebetchamoyim shetzich lativ b'meno dam bris. Shebetchamoyim say you still have to take a little blood from him. Or b'sil loyim ainu tzich lativ b'meno dam bris. We still say you don't take any blood. Haritzu b'anachem b'sharam shaya halacha kedivrei ha'talmid. We pask in this way like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. As before, should we explain? Rabbi Yehuda argues Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi, and he holds a b'silel. Holds that even when a person was born with a bris milah, there's no din atavas dam bris. So we're basking like a Shimon and Elazar. So says the Gemara now, Asa uvdokamei Rav, v'ma'ar, came in front of Rav, and he said, Mina tani imnesha or lakfusho, now that we're saying that the reason you have to atavas dam bris is because it's considered to be that the orla is buried, is covered, but if it's clearly an orl, hado amro orl boru v'doichim of sashabes. So if so, he's for sure an orl. And if it's for sure in Aril, you could be doing the bris milah, you could take out the blood, even on Shabbos, if it's the 8th day of his birth. It's not a clear thing that he is an Aril. We're choshish that maybe there's Aril Kvusho, maybe there's a buried skin over here. So therefore, you have to take it on bris, but it's not something which is clear, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Rav Bahavo had a baby that was born, a child that was born, and he was born mohel. So no mohel wanted to do bris milah on Shabbos. So he tried to do it himself. As he was trying to take a dam from the place of the bris, he caused the child to die. Rav, you know, my, no, he didn't die, but nase petzua dako finisan olov mis. Meaning he caused it to be a petzua dako, which is cutting off the testicles, and he's not able to have children anymore. So he davened that this baby should die, and he died. Rabbanan the Kisrin
said, "Kus shivcho naso v'nisan v'meis."
He caused him a different damage. Kus shivcho, he cut down the member, and then he davened for him to die. Continues the Gemara. Gemara mentions, we mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to mix on Shabbos the wine and the oil to create the refuah for the baby. But if it was mixed up, says the Gemara, when I was bar Mari Abai, he asked, Nisar, it was mixed up milamato on the bottom. Ma'u lachzor v'laresa milamalon, can you come and pour more on top to mix it up better? Is that something you can do on Shabbos? And the Gemara does not answer. Halacha gimel zok de mishto. Ma'achitzi misakoton lifnei amilo v'la'achar amilo. You're allowed to wash the child, the baby who's going to do a bris milo, before and after the milo. And how do you do that? You pour water in him with a hand and now with a vessel, because then in order to do some shinui in the rechitza. Not only you could do it on the day of the bris milah,
But also the third day after the bris, you also could wash. The third day is the day of Sakana, as we see from the story of Shechem. Sofek ve'adroiginus. One who is a sofek, he has to do bris milah. We talk about a baby who was born in the eight months of pregnancy. So he's not sure that he's going to live. Or adroiginus, which he has a varim both of a male and a female. So we're not sure if he's a male or not. Ain mechalim of the Shabbos, don't do chilul Shabbos to do a bris milah. Rabbi Yehuda Mati about adroiginus. Rabbi Yehuda says you could do for adroiginus. I think one's going to explain the machlekes. Says the Gemara, anan tanin or machitzim is a koton. By us in the Mishnah it says you can wash the child who's doing a bris milah. Tani the base rabbi machitzim is a milah. You can't wash the entire body of the child, only the area of the milah. Rabbi Avom Shem Yechonon halacha kemishu oimer machitzim is a koton. The halacha is you can wash the entire child. Says the Gemara, "Yisal kocha toimer machitzim is a koton." It must be that you can wash the child, not only the area of the milah. Why? Because Tani Shmuel in Moinim Le Shemen Vele Chamin Shmuel said, you don't stop for putting oil or hot water Mal Gabi Makar B'Shabbos. If there's someone, an adult, has a Makar on Shabbos, you can put on it oil or hot water. Omer Rabbi Yosi Kol Shav Rabbi Zeiru Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi says, my Rabbi Rabbi Zeiru always told me, Omer Li, he always told me, Tani Mastiso, you say in your Brisa, on your Mishnah, Veloi, the Shemizalfi Mayim Le Makar B'Shabbos. That you could put water on a makor on Shabbat. So concludes the Gemara, if you say you can wash the only bris milah area for a katon, so what will be the difference between an adult and a child? Between an adult that has a makor and a child that has a makor. Clearly the fact that we have a specific mission regarding a baby who has to do a bris milah, you're allowing for the child to do more than a gadol. That means you can wash the entire body. Halacha is like a blazer ben azayah. That not only the day of the milah, but also the third day after the milah. Says the Gemara, Rabban b'shar avob time of blazer ben azayah. What's the reason blazer ben azayah? So we said in the Mishnah, "Vayivayom eshlishi biyoyisayim koyavim." The third day, when they were hurting, biyoyisay koyav enksiv kan. Didn't say when he was koyav. Ela biyoyisam koyavim milamed shekol evareim koyavim aleim. More than that, the fact we say in Loshon Rabbim in plural tense is to tell me that the entire body is koyav, meaning it's a sakana for the entire body in the third day. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acho Amar Avlozer Rabbi Yochanan Mefagdim Lechayoso. He says that Avlozer Rabbi Yochanan used to tell the Chayoso, the midwife, Kol Shikuyim Davdin Lechayel B'Shabto Avdin Afil B'Yom Shlishi Shchayel B'Shabbos. All healing that we do for a Chayel on Shabbos, you do also for the third day when it falls on Shabbos. Kedus the Gemara says Shmuel Lomar Pnei Sakono Mechamin Lechamin. Not only that you can wash it with hot water, you can also heat the water on Shabbos. Basically, Rabbi Mishra Rabbi the Tamon Mechamin Lechamin Shabbos. You heat the water on Shabbos. We're in Daf Kuf Zayin with base. The Tani Ken Mechamin Wodom Alonotis V'Noistol Gebe Me'ayim B'Shabbos. So the Raya over here, as Reb Chaim says, goes back to what he said, that a person could put oil and water on a makor on Shabbos. You see a similar concept that a person could go and heat up a towel and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. But says the Gemara, Lo yitro lodom areivim le'achomin v'itno l'gabim ayim b'Shabbos. He should not put a bowl of hot water on his stomach on Shabbos, either because this seems to be more of a refuah, or because maybe it will spill on him. And then he will be washing on Shabbos. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar leiskan elamutar. He says you could put even a bowl of water in the stomach on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Sovev adroiginus ein mechalim en Shabbos. Rabbi the Matir adroiginus. We saw in the Mishnah that you have a machlekes and adroiginus who has the varim both of a male and female. Can you do a bris milah for him on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Tamon Tanino. We learned over there. Akol chayovim beriyo. Everybody is chayav in the midst of riyo to go to Beis Hamikdash in the time of the regal. So we excluded cheresh, shoyte, v'katon, they always excluded from the mitzvahs, and tum tum v'adroiginus also don't have obligation. Says the ma omar bo Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda that said by us that adroiginus is a male, so he says you could do a bris milah for him on Shabbos. So the churba also he should be chayav to go to Beis Hamikdash. Does he hold that way? So when he's shvini mado, let's learn from the following. Also, a blind person is not obligated to read you. The fact that he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, also a sumo, that's for the entire list of the Mishnah he agrees to. Because the person does not say also unless he agrees with the previous statement. So the previous statement was that everybody's, there's a list of people that are potter min ariyo, including a dragonus. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, not only that, but also a sumo, also a blind person. That's for he agrees that dragonus is potter min ariyo. So ask the Gemara, how can that be? Machlefo shitos Rabbiudo, the Chor Rabbiudo contradicted himself. Tamun oimer prat v'ko oimer l'rabois. There he says that a dragonus is not chayv in Rehiyo. And here he says that you do a brismila for a dragonus to Shabbos. So is a dragonus considered to be a male or not? Says the Gemara, Rabbiudo v'rabon mikra echadosh. All comes from the drosha of the psukim. Because the pasuk says, Oril Zachar. So the Gemara says the following. We use the Gius of Rab Chaim. Rabban and Darshe Oril. It says Oril Zachor. It says Oril. Matum Lemon Zachor. Achie Kula Zachor. He needs to be 100% a Zachor, 100% a male, in order to do a Brismila. It says Zachor. Zachor means he's a male. Matum Lemon Oril. Afilu Miksasa Oril. So it says Oril Zachor. It was a Machlekes Haradashin. According to Rabban, it's going to say he needs to be 100% a male. And according to Abiyudo, the drasha is even a little bit of a male. Even a dragonus was not a full male. He also do a brismila for him. And this is because of the extra word of Oril Zachar. Pramhocho by Barir, it says, Kol Zechucho, Pratla Dragonus. He has to be 100% male in order to be Chayav and Rio, coming to exclude that dragonus. So it all depends on your dash in the pasuk. So Abiyudo in the pasukim of brismila has a special drasha that dragonus is Chayav and Milo. And by Rehi, he has a pasuk that says that dragonus is potter min Rehiyo. So that's what's not a contradiction by Rabbi Yehuda. The question is how you dash the pasuk, and each location has a different pasuk to teach me something else. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin.